What's going on, everyone? Welcome. Got the business breakthrough today. I got Garen Hone of Hone Painting. Found me yesterday, booked a business breakthrough. Love the urgency. I want to hear the story, man. So tell me about your painting business. How long have you been in business? You look like a fairly young guy. So is this something you recently started? Tell us a little bit about what you got going on.
Yeah, so I've been painting for about 13, 14 years. I started as a seventh grader. In my hometown, I painted for my aunt's painting business growing up. I was painting houses by myself as a sophomore.
No kidding.
And then I went to school for metallurgical school engineering. And I was on the golf team. I was at a very rigorous engineering school, so I never had much time to ever even keep a half-time job. So I would end up driving 3 or 4 hours back home to go paint for my aunt for, you know, 15, 20 bucks an hour. And I remember telling her, man, I just wish I could paint in my town where I'm at. She's like, why don't you? You know how to do it. You've been doing it for how long? So yeah. Long story short, started doing small jobs in college, some bathroom repaints, some living room kitchens, just, you know, enough to keep me busy in high school. And anyways, I had built up enough word of mouth from that over, you know, 2 years. That when I graduated with my degree in engineering, I was like, you know what? I had enough, you know, about 3 months worth of work lined up for that summer. And I'm like, you know what? Before I find an engineering job, let me, you know, knock these free money. Let's get these jobs done. Yeah. And then I'll look for an engineering career. And that summer was a complete mindset change where I got to become that entrepreneur and a business person I wanted to become from investing in real estate, you know. Yeah. And I had the freedom. I mean, and I ended up making more money than I would have from being an engineer. So then I ended up starting my own business. And my business has been for about 2.5 years, but nice. About 14 years of experience. So
amazing. That's a cool story.
But I've been doing it in my market locally for about five or six.
So I've not heard the engineer transitioning to the painting business owner story yet. So good stuff, dude. We love having you on the team. So cool, man. So tell me like the logistics. How many guys do you have working with you? Do you primarily do residential? Do you do commercial stuff? Do you do cabinets?
Pretty much residential. And it's mainly just me. I had a few friends working for me that I 1099'd out. But I don't have any full-time employees. And for a while, the first 2 years, I kind of was just like, you know what? I'm okay with making $100,000 to $200,000 a year, you know, and do it that way. I didn't know if I really wanted to go down the route of building my business. And I don't know when it happened, but I kind of like, you know what? It started to make more sense to me to build the thing out rather than just stay by myself, because I don't want to be paid by myself when I'm 45. When I'm gone, not making money. I was gone on an elk hunt for 3 weeks. I wasn't making any money when I was gone. You know what I mean? So like my business, I don't know. I just really started to think more like a business rather than me as the painter. Because if ultimately, if I can be making money when I'm not at the job site, that's the ultimate goal. Same way with real estate or anything else. Like if you can be making money when you're gone, that's what I wanted. So it's just me. But I'm looking to, I haven't put any ads out to hire. That's kind of why I wanted to reach out to you. The thing I kind of wanted to do was get, you know, team uniforms, get a website, kind of get, be a bit more official, so that way I can hire a little bit higher quality people, and I'm an actual, you know, it seems like more of a business. But I got my logo, got my truck, got all my equipment that I need. It's just kind of doing all the other small stuff before hiring.
You're at a great pivotal moment, which is exciting, dude. Because like you're at the point where you're like, man, I'm actually making some money, but my time is valuable, and if I can, you've done this for so long that you know the game. You're just, you know, now it's time to delegate things. And then the ultimate level is delegating things to people and allowing them to delegate things within your business. Right. So there's a lot of steps here, and it's like, which way do I go first? And the first thought is, hey, I got to hire some people. So my, I know that the apprehension generally when people hire people, starting out is that, man, am I going to have enough work for these guys?
Yeah.
Like, you know, especially with employees, it's like, that's the big fear. It's like, okay, well, I now have the responsibility to keep you busy when sometimes I can't keep me busy. And that's not often, but sometimes it happens. I'm sure there's like a 1 or 2 day Monday, you don't got any work going on. You know what I'm saying? You're just, it's an estimate day for you. So I'm going to kind of go a different route to kind of help you how to combat this, because it's going to be important for you, because this is a long-term play. You've identified the goal. Goal is to free yourself. Goal is to build an asset, right? Like think of your business as a real estate portfolio. We want to package this sucker up, sell it to somebody, and they can make the same amount of money or more if they implement positive change. So with that said, first thing you got to understand is that you need to understand that you've been keeping yourself busy, right, for so long. If you remove yourself from the equation, then someone with your same skill set, which does exist, there's someone that's probably better than you at painting, and the sooner you recognize that, the better, right? There's someone better than me at business. There's someone better than us at everything, right? So it's okay to understand, like, dude, you're not that good. Like, be okay
with it. Yeah, I know. It's pretty prideful.
Mindset shift, right? You need to, the skill set that you should be most excited about is putting the pieces together, being a networker, being a facilitator of supply and demand. Being the person that connects supply and demand is a really good skill set. It's actually the second level of value. If there's four levels of value, that's the second one, right? Instead of using your physical labor, you're now using managerial skills to generate income, right? So with that said, the mindset needs to be, first of all, you've kept yourself busy, right? I've gotten to a point in my business where there's been times where I purposely stretch out job times to make sure that the team has work, because it's no longer about you when you make this decision. It's about making sure that the 40 hours are there, right?
Yep.
In order to do that, you don't need to do anything different than what you're doing now. You just need to get off the job, right? Because you have a certain gear in your brain when you work. Dude, you probably put the headphones in and you probably go to freaking town, okay? You probably skip your lunch and you probably work late. Okay. These are things that an employee is not going to do. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So the things that you might think are creating gaps in your schedules, because you're going full speed because you have estimates the next day, but a journeyman painter by himself could probably perform the same amount of work that you're doing and fill his week up. Right. And that's a good thing, because what we want to do is we want to build a little team, and the subcontractor route is great. I think you're an employee guy all day. Does employees inspire you, having that culture, that team, that logo, those shirts, the branding, all that?
Yeah. So that's kind of what I want to work towards.
Right. There's two components. You said, how do I get to a point where I have high quality employees? First of all, you mentioned a website and team shirts and all these things. None of that matters. Don't get caught up in that, dude. It's a waste of time. It's a good thing. It's a perk. But let me tell you something. The threshold between good and great in our industry is having a payroll system and a pay stub. That's it. You tell someone and you look them in the eye and say, everything's by the book. You get paid on time. You get paid weekly. You get pay stubs. It's on the books. You've already separated yourself from 90% of trades that write the checks that you were doing to the subcontractor, right? Paying cash. So have you thought about getting a payroll system set up?
Yeah, so my accountant, we talked about literally getting taxed, being an LLC taxes an S-Corp this year, and then sending it payroll, and then paying myself W-2 out of that as well. So I already had that discussion with her, and it's something that I'm 95% sure I'm going to be doing this next year, because I was planning on growing and hiring people this year, and I wanted to.
I would consider this: decouple the accountant and the bookkeeper from your payroll. You want to use a software called Gusto. And that is simply because if you sell this business, the person who buys the business might not want to work with your accountant. They might not want to work with your bookkeeper, right? And again, like, you're such in an early stage of business where if you can just make these minor changes now, you're going to be able to position yourself favorably. You'll have a lot more authority over the bookkeeping. Here's the deal. When I find that bookkeepers and accountants do payroll, generally speaking, that means that you need to email them hours, or you need to let them know the hours that someone works, as opposed to self-serve software where you can do it at 9 o'clock at night and cut your payroll. So that's an outdated practice of accountants and bookkeepers doing payroll. I would suggest Gusto, which is it's one of my favorite tools that I use for my business. You can onboard your own employees. I don't need to get permission. I don't need to have them send paperwork. You just put their email in, and it sends them all the onboarding documents. It gives them a back end that they can go in, log in, see their pay stubs, see everything that's going on, right? It gives them the feeling that you are a bigger business than what you currently are, which is great.
Yep.
Okay. So again, the software has benefits, self-serve, and it creates the perception that you are a professional operation. Good?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Phase two, right, is recognizing that in order to keep people busy, you need leads. How have you been getting all your business so far? You've been in business for quite some time. I'm going to guess it's been word of mouth.
Mm-hmm. That, and there's a pretty big Facebook group in my city. And I've been posting there for a long time, but I remember one time I put one ad in there. I got my whole summer filled. I had 12 estimates from one little post. And that made me think maybe my prices are too low if most of them got accepted. But and they did say, you know, I do sell, and not that I try to sell myself, but a lot of people tell me like, I just trusted you. The other guys, you know, show up with, you know, missing teeth and smell like they just got done smoking cigarettes. I show up in a nice shirt, professional, and they're like, feel like I, you know, talk to their kids, and a lot of, you know, so I would say that's the majority of it is word of mouth, you know?
Okay. So we're going to build off of that. We're not going to live off of that, right?
Yes.
We're going to build off of that. We're not going to live off of that. The longer you live off of that is it's a dying resource because it needs to be nurtured just like anything else. But the thing about it is you have no control over it, right? So if you have no control over something, then you're at the mercy of that thing. So word of mouth is actually something that's a negative in my personal opinion when it comes to business. It's something that's it's there. We're going to obviously capitalize on it, but I'm not going to use that as something that helps me grow my business. What you need to do is you need to get something you can control. You need to have something where you put in resources and you get out results. Okay. So in your opinion, cause this is kind of about challenging you and seeing where you're at, like what is something that you feel like you could do to generate leads on demand, right? So if I put money into it, I'll get money out of it.
Yeah. So, that was actually kind of the main reason I wanted to talk to you. The Facebook marketing agency, the ads, the Google. I don't even have Google Business. I don't even have a website yet. So I wanted to kind of decide, like, you know, I know all this stuff costs money and a decent amount of money, and I don't have all those funds at the moment, but I want to hit all of them. And it's kind of deciding which one to go because I understand them. Like, I wanted to ask your like opinion, like what would be my best because the Facebook group has 80,000 people in it. Everyone in Rapid City is on it. So that's free. I get a lot of business from that. A lot of return.
Keep hitting it. You should keep hitting it. Yeah. Like I'm not saying that. Like what I'm saying is how many jobs do you have on your schedule right now?
I have one this week and then I have interior right now. It's pretty slow, but I have like a good 8 or 9 for spring had rolled over from last summer. Good.
So interiors and smart guy. You planned ahead of time, you're booking these things in spring, and that's only going to amplify. Marketing, I want you to understand this principle, and I want you to take it to the bank, dude. Spending money on marketing is not an option. There's no option if you want to be successful beyond what you can accomplish yourself. Right now, you've done a great job. You've qualified. You understand the game. You understand pricing. You understand customer service, you understand how to complete these projects, you're confident in this area. But what you need to understand now is you need to step back and you need to be an investor. You're a real estate guy, right? So you need to invest in this business. You have not had a big startup cost for your painting business yet, right? This is not something that, like, if me and you were business partners, I would probably take $50,000 and invest it in your business for 50% of your business. Right. And I'd say, hey, if we do this approach, I guarantee we're going to scale to $1 million a year. And what am I going to do with the $50,000? Well, honestly, the first thing I would do is we need somebody that runs our ads for us because we don't know how. Right.
Yeah.
We don't know how to do it. I don't know. You know, I'm not an expert at this. Right. Let experts be experts in what they're experts in. And that's the beautiful thing. I call it fractional marketing, which means you hire somebody to be your CMO, your chief marketing officer for Hone Painting, right? That's the beauty of it is that it's a one-to-one result usually, if not more. In other words, you're looking at the cost right now. And that's natural for someone that's been employing themselves for so long is that the first thing is cost. It's not investment. And you need to look at investment like rehabbing a house. You and I both know we rehab a house. The money comes out of our pocket first. We get it back later. It's the same thing with marketing, but we get it back quick. So you're asking me, what's the best approach right now? Your website's worthless. That's just for vanity. No one's going to it. You know, unless you put that website on that Facebook post and people are curious, that's a good thing. You might say, visit my website, but we want them to book an appointment. I don't do that. I give them a Drip Jobs link to book the appointment. Don't go to my website. You've already looked at my Facebook page. I'm a decent, you know, looking individual in terms of trust. Book the appointment. So your website is really for when you get bigger for people to validate your professionalism. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Wasted money right there. You don't need it. You do need to Google my business profile. You should have had that for the last 5 years. And that should have been where you tell people to go leave reviews. That's what the focus is. You're not spending money on Google ads right now. That's not where your money should go. You need Facebook ads right now, yesterday. And those Facebook ads are going to go and be targeted to the people that you're engaging with in that Facebook group, right? Because Facebook recognizes, hey, they're clicking on Hone Painting's Facebook page and they're looking at those pictures. Guess what? Facebook is going to say they're probably interested in Hone Painting. So with Hone Painting running Facebook ads, they're going to see them more often. Maybe there's people that you're engaging with that didn't comment, didn't like, but they went to your page to check you out. How often do we do that? Right? We don't always comment. We don't always like. There's people that you know that you don't know or even engaging with your Facebook page that could be receiving ads on a daily basis waiting to pull the trigger. That's how it works, dude. It's just about entering the game. And you got to be confident enough to take $3,000, okay? Wherever you find that, I don't know. It could be a home equity loan. It's one of the best investments you're going to make ever. You can't even get that in the stock market where you would take $3,000 and turn it into a $20,000 job.
Yeah. And then is that like, is that like a one-time thing? Is that like a quarterly thing? Like, because that's the thing. I'm curious how new I am to this who do you recommend? Who should I reach out to? Because
I'll give you recommendations after this. Don't worry. I have a whole recommendation protocol because this is what I do. But I'll tell you this. The first thing is when you set this up, you have to understand a few things. The first thing is that there's a cost to manage the ads, which is generally between $1,000 and $1,500 a month. That's the average. Then there's a cost for the ads, which is up to you. It could be $500, which I don't recommend. It should be minimum $1,000. And that $1,000 could go to $2,000 when you start making money. You might tell your Facebook management company, hey, I want to increase this, right? So that's going to be between you and them, right? But there's a management fee, and that is monthly. And you want it to be monthly because their goal is to refresh your ads, identify ads that are underperforming, manage your budget, identify areas of improvement, coach you on ads, right? So there's some different variables there. Now, here's the deal. Facebook ads are good if they're images, but the best ads are videos.
Yes.
So it's up to you to be the type of person that says, okay, I need to get on this freaking camera and I need to showcase people my jobs. I got to convey who I am because my results will be better if I do that. And that's what's been working for us tremendously. It's just me getting on the camera, going through a job, explaining who we are, and then telling them to book an appointment.
Yeah. Which I don't know if you've seen my social media. That's just me whenever I have free time to record. And I enjoy that, but it does take time. Like, I'm like, dang, I should be painting and doing stuff.
You only need to do one or two of them and then you set it and forget it. And it's a money machine. That's the way I see it. You do a good ad will just generate you leads in your sleep. And then you'll wake up to leads that you didn't even have to fight for or knock on the door for. Now, here's the other part of this is software. What do you got going on in terms of the software you're using right now?
For estimates?
Yes.
I literally just use QuickBooks, but I don't have a CRM.
Okay, so do you want to know why a CRM is valuable?
Yeah. I remember you talked about Drip Jobs yesterday. I didn't know what it was. I figured it was some type of, obviously a CRM and stuff.
Drip Jobs is a CRM, but it has a lot of functions that you need to run a business. Job schedule, appointment schedule, proposals, invoices, reminders. It'll have job costing, metrics, data, everything that you need to really like see the big picture. The most important thing though, for someone like you is the ability for it to follow up with your leads. That's really important because if you don't have the right expectations of what you're getting with Facebook ads, you're going to be frustrated because you have to understand that like most people are just hanging out on Facebook. They're not intent. They're not searching, I need a painting company. They're just scrolling on Facebook and then you pop up and show a cool job that you're working on. So in that moment, they're super excited. They're like, okay, this would be cool. I want to work with him. I would love to know what it would be to get my house painted, right? How much does it cost, right? That's always the question. If you wait longer than 10 minutes to capitalize on that, then the motivation goes away generally. Now, you might run into somebody that's motivated. It's like, dude, I need to get this estimate. That happens. But most people are inspired, and you got to understand that within a minute, that inspiration can go down. Oh, crap, I just submitted my information. They're going to want to come over. I don't like when strangers come over. I don't want to pay this. I want to go on a vacation. I didn't even book a cruise this year. My husband's going to kill me. Whatever the thoughts are. So the quicker we can capitalize on the better. So that's what Drip Jobs does, is it like we integrate it with Facebook and it follows up with those leads for you over time. Now, someone might not be ready right away, but wouldn't it be nice if you had a list right now, Garrett, of every single person that you spoke to that wasn't ready for an estimate or that you engaged with that you could send a message to at any time? That's what it is. You know,
yeah, and pretty cool. And that sounds pretty valuable to me.
It is. So like, that's what I'm saying. Is like, there's things that like help with that. You wanted to get back on the topic of marketing and we have a few minutes. Can we talk about marketing? Hiring. Can we talk about hiring real quick?
Absolutely.
You good with that? So I have a hiring course I'm going to give you. It's free, but I'll tell you, there's some principles about hiring that I want you to know. The first thing is I'm going to ask you, if I told you I need you to hire somebody and I want them hired by Monday, what would be your first approach? Where would you go to seek this individual?
I'd probably go to Sherwin-Williams, the paint store, see if there's anyone that's, you know, I have a few relationships there. I've actually had a few people reach out to me from my car, and the people on the phone, I just didn't trust. I just, they're like, hey, you got a job? And I'm like, I'm not hiring. So that'd be the first one. And then I'd go to the Facebook ad, try to present a professional post, hiring now for journeyman painter for home painting, you know, and then have my pay, rough pay, benefits, just kind of something good. Like that.
Let me ask you Facebook a question
because it's local.
All right, let me ask you a question now. Garrett, let's say that I shut down your painting business today and you needed to find a job. Where are you seeking a job? If you needed to find a job Monday for yourself, you're going back into the labor force, your painting company's done today, and I needed you to go find a job, how would you get a job?
Oh, I'd probably go on Glassdoor, Indeed, or one of those.
So you'd go places. There. So your initial thought is I'm going to go to Indeed to find work as a qualified, hardworking individual. But from the business perspective, you didn't mention Glassdoor or Indeed. Why is that?
Money. It's going to cost money, probably.
You need to fix that. That needs to be something you fix or you will not be successful. Your first thought is, what does it cost? That's your first reaction, and that is a scarcity mindset. That scarcity mindset in business does not work, because the nature of business is reaping and sowing, reaping and sowing, reaping and sowing. You reap it, you sow it in business. It's a natural law, and that is the same with money. Right? If you don't put the money in, you will not get the result out, because business is a qualification process, really, of the spirit, I believe. If you say to yourself, I'm putting this in and I expect something out, it will be. You'll get something, whether it's experience or you'll get the result that you're after. The problem here is that, again, you're thinking cost. Let me tell you something, just so you know, to give you some numbers. An Indeed post ran at $5 a day for my painting business has gotten me 90 applicants in the last 3 days. I've only spent $15 on. Right?
Wow.
Stop counting the cost. You have the potential to own and operate a $1 million operation. And if you do it right, you can scale it to that within a calendar year. If you do it right, I've seen it done. I've seen a $2 million operation be built in a year just by a mindset shift of, I don't care how much this costs. I've seen people do this before. I know the outcome. You got to understand, if you bring on someone, there's going to be a cost to you. You're not going to make the same amount of money you're making every day, dude. You got to be okay with that, because you're trying to escape from using your physical labor to generate the money. This is going to be your bottleneck, dude.
That was one thing I wanted to ask you, if you mind me, before the end of this. Financing. Like, I had, because I know all these costs, and I know that's what it's going to do. I physically can't or capably do that with the money that I have in my account, but I want to do it all as soon as I can. Yeah. So yeah. I'm like, all right, how do I just go try to get a business line, a business loan? You know, or I don't know, what's like the fastest way to get financing at a decent rate?
All right. So let me ask you this. What was your last, when were you last working on your paint job?
Yesterday.
Yesterday? Yeah. How much was that job?
I think it is about $3,300 gross.
Okay.
Right around there.
Okay. So $3,300. How long did it take you?
I'm going to finish up today and it's going to be about 30 hours.
About 30 hours or 3 days, 3.5.
Yeah. There's a few days where I was doing other stuff where I was willing to go half a day. So it's been
right. So you're at between $10,000 and $15,000 a month in sales.
Some months, yes. The last three have not been that. But in the summer, there was one where I hit 30.
Okay. So you hit 30. It's amazing for yourself. That's pretty impressive. So the thing is that like the job should carry the burden of the overhead. Like, but right now you're using the job's overhead to cover your personal overhead. That's where the conflict is. You have personal overhead as a human. You got to pay your bills and then you got to pay the bills of the job. There's nothing left over. You're not reinvesting anything back into the business. So you're starting over every job. It's simple.
Pretty much.
You do need a financial intervention. I would say the strategy that I would implement day one would be, do you have a line of credit with Sherwin Williams or are you all cash?
I pay it all cash. After the job's off, I just pay it off.
Okay. So what is your credit amount?
I don't even know. Maybe
$1,000.
Most I've ever had was $5,000 or $6,000 for a month.
Okay. So what I would look at is leveraging that and taking the money that you would normally spend on that and put it into your marketing to get things going. Because if you're spending $5,000 to pay off paint, they'll give you 60 days to pay that, by the way. And you could talk to your rep and say, hey man, here's my plan. Go out to ask him if you guys can meet up for lunch. You need to be involved with your rep and say, hey man, here's my plan. I need to invest in marketing. I'm planning on growing this thing. I need a little bit of time on my credit account. They'll work with you. I've done this.
Yeah.
Okay.
They've worked with me if I've had a bill where I had a customer pay me late. They've worked with me a lot of times.
Right? Yeah, they're great. So leverage the debt. Okay. The debt is friend.
That's free. It's 0%.
It's free. Free money. It's amazing. It's the coolest thing. And you don't have to loan or borrow it and pay interest. So again, if you're racking up a $5,000 a month paint bill, well, don't pay it and instead pay a marketer to generate you leads, which is going to generate you more money and then pay it off that way. Right. You have to have a financial intervention here. And this is going to be what frees you unless you want to go borrow money. But here's the reality. Like, get used to this. This is the type of creativity, resourcefulness. This is the type of mindset that you need to have to get to a million. This is a qualification process, bro. This isn't like you get $1 million. It's who you become to get the $1 million a year business so you can keep it. You know, you don't want to win the lottery and then not know what to do with the money and waste it. You need to have a long-standing business that maybe you want to give to your future generations or sell or whatever it is. But you got to put these tools into place. We talked about a few things. We got a couple minutes. I got Gusto that you need to set up. Tell your bookkeeper, thank you for everything. I'm using Gusto. You know, the second thing is, let me ask you, I don't think I touched on this. If I called your business right now, would it ring your personal phone number?
Yeah. I listened to a podcast yesterday. I literally wrote that down. I have my personal number on my truck.
Okay.
And
we got to change it. You have to. That's not an option.
So that was literally a note yesterday that I put down. Yeah.
Open phone is the tool, right? So these are investments. You're going to say, oh, well, what does open phone cost? Doesn't matter. Like, what does Gusto cost? Doesn't matter. Do it. And then guess what? You're going to be forced to find the income to pay for these things. Drip jobs. I'll give it to you for 60 days. Okay. You get it for free. All right. If you want to use drip jobs, you got to do a demo first. So that's something you have to worry about for 2 months, right? But you need a good software. What's that?
Would you say
a demo? Demo. Yeah. I'm going to set you up with a demo. If you want, you can do a demo of drip jobs. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'd love to do that, especially heading into the spring. That'd be phenomenal. Yep.
We'll walk you through it. You could put your jobs in there. You can start scheduling those jobs, and I'll give it to you for 60 days for free. Okay.
Sweet.
That's another thing. Okay.
Thank you.
Open Phone is the phone app that you're going to want to use. And this is a cloud-based phone system. Very important, because what it's going to do, it's going to allow you to delegate at some point, right? You're going to be able to give a login to this phone system to your future office administrator that's probably going to be remote, because that's the way the world works now. And it's great. I don't even have an office for my painting business. We're almost at $2 million and I'll never get one. So what a time, right? So, and that's because we have tools that are cloud-based that everyone can access from the internet. I can't answer your phone for you. You can't give me your phone when I buy your business. Remember that.
Yeah.
Marketing is not optional. You need an agency. I'm going to give you some options. You can inquire with them. You can touch base with them. And then we talked about hiring. Indeed, dude. Get on Indeed. You need to pay to play, right? Do you understand this? Let me make this clear. If I asked you, I said, Garrett, I'm going to give you, ready for this? This should open up an avenue in your thinking, because I want you to get this. If I said, Garrett, I have the best employee for you. He's going to show up on time every day. He knows all aspects of painting. He's great with customers, and he's going to free you from the job. So all you got to do is worry about networking and selling, and he's going to produce the same amount of work that you can in a 40-hour work week, and he's going to be great. How much would you pay for that?
More than probably 1,000.
I say, give me $1,000. Would you pay $1,000?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Would you pay $2,000?
That would totally be worth that.
Would you pay $2,000?
Keep feeding the money, and then if you have a good profit margin on the job,
right?
And you can just keep getting more.
I would think you would pay up to $10,000 for that perfect employee if it was a guarantee that he would work for you for a whole year at least and generate you way more than that.
Yeah.
Don't quiver over anything less than $500 in business. Anything less than $500 is a learning experience, or it's going to be something that helps you. There should never be a thought of anything less than $500 when building a business, because that's the separator between average and great, is the ability to make quick decisions. Don't worry about the cost, because I'm going to learn or I'm going to benefit. Learn, benefit. There's no failure. That's an employee's mindset, right? So the investor mindset is, I have to take risk. I have to take a risk. I have to take a risk. I have to take a risk. Hiring's risky. Getting out of the freaking paint job is going to be very risky for you. The last thing you need, Garrett, I'm going to tell you this right now, is you need a coaching program. You need to get around individuals that hold each other accountable. So you're getting a marketing agency, you need a software, and you need a coaching program. These are the three tools that you need that actually every franchise gives to their franchisees. But you don't need to buy into a franchise. You don't need to pay a royalty of your hard-earned income to some entity that isn't doing anything after the initial launch, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you need to make the investment. You need a great coaching program, and you got to find the money, brother. Don't worry about it. $20,000, just so you know, and I'm going to finish up here. Just so you know, I looked it up the other day. There was a smoothie shop in my town. The initial investment was $200,000 for this smoothie shop. Okay? Cash. Do you know what they promised in terms of net income?
$130,000
to $160,000 a year.
Wow.
Right? In net income. Great. Okay. That's where we're at. Okay. You found a business that can give you that without such a heavy investment. Find 10 grand. Yeah. If you have to borrow it, just don't steal it. Borrow it.
Dude.
You know, leverage something. Do you own your vehicle? Outright?
Yeah. I just bought a new one this year. Yeah. But
did you? Do you think you have equity in it? Probably not if you just bought it this year.
What's that?
Probably not.
Probably a little bit, yeah. I would say there are definitely some equity.
Did you know that credit unions and banks will go up to 150% loan to value on cars?
Really?
They will.
At a market interest rate, pretty much?
Generally. You know, wow. Generally go up to 150%.
See, again, this is what I wanted to talk about. I'm like, where should I, like, because I do, because the short-term financing is great through Shuren, but I want to do a lot of this stuff. And I do need some long-term financing.
With 10 grand, you can get a coaching program, you can get a marketer, and I think it'll give you the leverage to propel forward. But you need someone that can coach you weekly on this, right? I don't do it, but you can. I'll get you launched, but you got to get something consistent. You know what I'm saying? And you can always jump back in with me if you want to touch base. So, Garrett, man, that's our time, brother. Was this valuable to you?
It was great. Awesome. Thank you so much for all those tips.
Cool.
All those golden nuggets.
Yeah, absolutely, man. We'll be in touch. I'll send you a message after this. I got another meeting, but when I get a chance, I'll shoot you a message.